How do we make sure, at the end of our times of worship, that we're still thinking about God? Not about a cup of coffee, not about what we're going to do when we get home, but we've been singing to him, we've been praying to him, we've been learning about him. How do we make sure he's still our inspiration for what we take away with us from the service? And that's what we're going to talk about today. What we're talking about is the closing prayer. Here in Teaching Tip 382, part 9 of the series, Guidance for Those Hosting Parts of Sunday Worship. The closing prayer is something that some congregations utilize, others do not. I'd like to make a plug for it and talk about the best ways which we can might be able to use that and what our part is if we have the opportunity to lead a closing prayer. Firstly, Scripture. In the New Testament, we don't see any evidence of a closing prayer at the end of a New Testament worship service. But then we don't have much detail about any of their services, so it doesn't mean they didn't do it. In the Old Testament, though, we do see psalms used as an integral part of Old Testament worship, and some of those psalms have an ending, which is called a doxology, a praise formula, or prayers that might have served in concluding a time of worship. For example, I'll give you Psalm 106 as one example. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Let all the people say, Amen, praise the Lord. That's a concluding kind of prayer, isn't it? Could be used at the end of a worship service, right? Prayerful, but still worshipful and collectively said together would be, I think, very powerful, wouldn't it? Let's also think about church tradition. Most Christian streams, denominations, and so on have a closing prayer or a blessing at the end, whether you do or not. That's generally the case across Christendom. Some examples I'll give you here from different denominations. See what you make of these. Here's one. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Or, short one here, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Here's another one. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. This one. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Or what about this one? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to gather in your presence today. As we go forth, may your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Bless us and keep us safe until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen. What did you think of those examples? Would you like to try one of them? Let me know if you do and what effect it has on you or the congregation. Let's also think now about how we utilize a prayer at the end, assuming we do one. I think a question to be thinking about, even as the service is progressing, is what is the Spirit revealing on that day, at that time, in that congregation? What are you noticing? See, the closing prayer is an opportunity to pull the service threads together. So what has struck you as we've prayed, as we've sung, as we've fellowshipped, as we've taken communion together and learned from God's word together? What has the Spirit revealed? So you might like to pray something like, Father, thank you for showing us whatever it is today, and please help us to, as a result, do whatever you think, what God's putting on your heart via the presence of his Spirit active in your congregation on that day. And then also we should think about God being present with us. You see, praying near the end of the service is also a reminder that we have been together for and in the presence of God. You're sending us back into the world when you do this final prayer, sending us out from this place to live what we have learned whilst in God's presence. So in your prayer, send us off with God. We're not going out there now on our own. We've been here with God, but now we're off on our own. But no, God's been with us here. He's going to go with us as we go out of here. I rather like the song. One of my favorite ending songs is the song Send Us Out, which we sing in Watford. It beautifully captures this idea. Let me give you the lyrics here. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to shine your light in the way we live. Send us out in the power of your Spirit as we've received here today. May we freely give, passing it on to other people. And the chorus, send us out, send us out, send us out for your glory. Let all we do be praise to you. Send us out for your glory. And the second verse, send us out in the power of your Spirit to show your love everywhere we go. Send us out in the power of your Spirit. Lord, fill us up so we overflow. And then the chorus comes. You might like to look that song up and sing it in your congregation if you don't already do it. It's been a great encouragement to me to sing that song many times after that closing prayer, which is helping to prepare me to be sent out and then be sent out by that song in a way, sending us out with hope, with faith, because God has been with us and will be with us as we go. Father, thank you that you go with us from here, that kind of idea. So let me ask you this question. If you're going to do a closing prayer, as you prepare your thoughts, as you are sitting there, or perhaps even walking up to do the prayer, ask yourself, what has the Spirit said to this congregation on this day? It may not be so much about last week or the last 2 or 3 days, but what has the Spirit said to this congregation on this day? And to wrap up, as mentioned in one of the previous episodes, there's no one way to pray on occasions like this. So feel free to make up a prayer on the spot, or you might like to use a psalm or another scripture as a template, or perhaps you'd like to pray a prayer written by yourself or someone else. Just make sure if you've pre-prepared the prayer that you make it flexible enough to include what you sense God has been saying to you and the congregation during the service. I'd love to know your thoughts on this, so please drop me a line. Next time, we're going to explore the in-between bits and pieces in a church service. Remember, between now and the next time we see each other, to always keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care, and God bless.